Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Northwest Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to charges related to the July death of a man injured in a car crash. 38-year-old Derek Tola Lamars pleaded not guilty in Woodbury County District Court to charges of vehicular homicide and operating while intoxicated. Tola was the driver of a vehicle that crashed into a tree on July 1st. His passenger, 37-year-old Ryan Tola Struble, was injured and died 2 days later. An Iowa agency is keeping secret a list of about two dozen former criminal offenders. They were improperly granted credentials to work for private security firms. The Iowa Department of Public Safety denied an open records request. It seeked the identities of those individuals whose security cards were recently revoked. The move came after the discovery that the department granted 5,800 private security employees credentials to work in the state without undergoing mandatory federal criminal background checks. The department has for a year worked to retroactively complete those checks. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says because of Hurricane Dorian, an announcement about ethanol by the president has been pushed back. On Twitter last week, President Trump promised his administration would come up with a plan to boost ethanol. The move came after outrage that more than 30 waivers were granted to oil refineries. Reynolds talked to Vice President Mike Pence last week. He also said he plans to talk to the issue with the president. The Renewable Fuels Association reports that 2,500 jobs were cut because of reduced production or ethanol plant closures. A facility in Merrill was temporarily shut down in early August. Union Pacific says it plans to haul less freight in the second half of the year than previously indicated. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad says the volume of cars, construction materials, grain, and imported goods it will haul in the second half of the year will likely fall by between 4 to 6%. Union Pacific has been working to streamline operations and reduce costs, so it should be able to partly offset that decline. The volume of freight UP and other railroads haul hints at the health of the overall economy. And when it comes to health, a recent study by the University of Iowa found that many rural Iowans may not be receiving care that meets an accrediting group standards. The study found that 40% of rural Iowans diagnosed with breast, lung, and colorectal cancers were being treated in hospitals not accredited by the Commission on Cancer. The commission, which is part of the American College of Surgeons, recognizes programs that provide high-quality care to cancer patients. Health officials at the University of Iowa say rural cancer patients who are at a non-accredited hospital should consider getting a second opinion before treatment. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next news update at 4:04, right before All Things Considered. The Exchange with Mary Hartnett is up next. She'll have a wrap-up of this weekend's Art Splash. For the latest forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center. Have a wonderful Wednesday afternoon.